From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea vowed on Monday to continue its nuclear weapons development program. It rejected calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. The North's United Nations mission said the new UN sanctions imposed against it for its missile tests were a flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty, with state media claiming they were the result of a heinous American plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea's response to the UN sanctions came as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the best step that the North could take to signal it is ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile tests. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 12 people were killed during clashes between police and members of a separatist sect called Bundu Dia Mayala in the capital, Kinshasa. A police spokesman said 4 of the sect members and 8 others were killed by stray bullets. Witnesses say the clashes followed an attack by Bundu Dia Mayala members on Kinshasa's main prison. The group stormed the same prison in May, freeing their leader and scores of others. South Africans have taken to the streets en masse to air their views ahead of Tuesday's highly anticipated no-confidence motion against President Jacob Zuma in Parliament. On Monday, thousands of protesters marched on Parliament to demand that their legislators vote the increasingly unpopular president out of office. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta has urged his country's voters to cast their ballots in peace and make Kenya's founding fathers proud of them. In one of the most closely watched races on the African continent, Kenyatta is facing off against his longtime rival, opposition leader Raila Odinga. In Tuesday's presidential vote, the race is expected to be tight. The VOA's Jill Craig in Nairobi reports the killing of an election official a week before the vote has some observers worried.
The race between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is projected to be tight. Some, like Kenyan political writer and commentator Barack Maluka, argue the candidates haven't stopped campaigning since the last election in 2013 that also pitted them against each other.
So there's a sense in which the elections have occupied the collective national consciousness of the Kenyan citizen and the voter. So it's a big deal.
Complicating matters is the recent killing of the Electoral Commission's technology chief, Chris Masondo, whose autopsy results show he was tortured and strangled. Kenyans hope these elections will be violence-free. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
More than 100 children fleeing areas controlled by Al-Shabaab militants in central Somalia have arrived in the coastal town of Adale, seeking the government's protection. Adale is a key trading town in the Middle Shabelle region, 220 kilometers northeast of Mogadishu. In an interview with VOA Somali, the town's district commissioner, Muse Mohamed Ahmed, said the fleeing children are resisting new Al-Shabaab recruitment campaigns. He estimated that so far more than 500 children have fled villages and towns in central Somalia, mainly in the Galgaduud, Haran, and Middle Shabelle areas. A truck bomb injured more than 30 people late Monday in Pakistan in the latest bombing to rattle the eastern city of Lahore. At least 34 people were injured, most of them passers-by, when an explosive material planted inside a truck loaded with fruit exploded. A federal judge in New York has tightened the house arrest conditions of a Chinese billionaire accused of bribing United Nations diplomats. The judge ordered Ng Lap Seng to remain inside his closely guarded luxury Manhattan apartment 24 hours a day, meaning he can no longer have a daily meal at a restaurant in Chinatown. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.